Leila Nishmas, Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. So we're starting Bezer Shem Hilchos Pesach. Simen Tov Kof Tes. Shalim B'Hilchos Pesach, Kodum Pesach Shlosh Shimyon. You ask and you start discussing Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. And what this really means is on Purim, the Mishnah Berurah explains. So on Purim, many have a custom to say over some sort of idea from Hilchos Pesach at the Purim Suda. That's part of this halacha of starting to discuss Hilchos Pesach 30 days in advance. The Mishnah Berurah explains there are a lot of halachas you have to learn. Preparing your house for Pesach, for your chametz, getting ready for the Seder, there's a lot to do. So one should start 30 days before. There's a machlokes whether this halacha applies to the other Yom Tovim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, some say it does and some say it doesn't, because some say Pesach has so many halachas that requires more preparation, but certainly it applies on Pesach. This idea of discussing Hilchos Pesach in advance, this is one of the reasons for the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, the Drasha that's on the Shabbos before Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says the main purpose of the Drasha is Lahoros Lam Darche Hashem, teach the people the ways of Hashem, Lilmot HaMaisa Sheyasun, the Halachos of Pesach, and also, you know, it's a time to discuss in Yonei Tshuva and his Orus. But really, the primary idea is to say something that relates to the Halachos of Pesach. But aside from that, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mitzvah L'chlechot V'yechot L'asok V'yechot Pesach L'amadom Kodem V'chein B'chagatzim. But everyone has a chiyuv. This is a chiyuv of everyone. It's not just the rabbi's job. It's everyone's job to prepare V'yechot Pesach 30 days in advance. Even the Seder, everything takes preparation. Let's say you want to have a Seder with your family, so prepare. You find a Sefer that you're going to use to help you review the halachos of the Seder, or what ideas you want to say over at the Seder. There are many halachos of getting the house ready for Pesach. So all of these things are part of the halacha of Shalom Bilchus Pesach, Kodum Pesach Shlosh Shimyon, 30 days in advance. And that's the halacha. Then the Ramah continues, Uminog Lifnos Chitin, L'chakamanim Motzorach Pesach. This is the very old custom of Kimchot Pischa, buying wheat for people, flour and wheat for people who need it for Pesach, for the poor people. And a person should give whatever he's able to help people have the matzah for Pesach. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, who's ever in the city for a year has a chiyuv to contribute to this Kimchot Pischa fund. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes that if somebody is planning on moves to a city and is staying there, he's going to live there now, then he's chayav right away. He's already part of the city right away. And furthermore, other achronim say that the minig is nowadays shloshim yom. That once you're there for 30 days, then you have an absolute chiyuv to give the Kimchot Pischa. This is a very, very old custom. Nowadays, we don't just give matzah. Nowadays, people give money to a fund. And these various tzedakah funds provide the Pesach needs for people. It's Pesach's an expensive yom tov. So it's very, very important that a person make sure to contribute significant amount to tzedakah before Pesach, to help others have their Pesach needs. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov about the importance of giving tzedakah on a Yom Tov in general. You're going to be eating at home with good food and a beautifully set table and meat and wine and a lot of delicacies and desserts. And if you don't give tzedakah, the Rambam says that's Simchas Kreso, Simcha of the belly. You have to have the Simcha of helping others and being godlike. When a person does chesed, he's godlike. And Hashem helps out all the poor. We also have to help out all the poor. So every Yom Tov has a special obligation, but especially Pesach, when it's a more expensive Yom Tov, and there are a lot of needs, and there's this very old custom of Kimchot Pischa, everyone has to make sure to contribute a significant amount of tzedakah before Pesach.